Work summary. Paralegal, mergers and acquisitions, Freshfields Brookhouse Deringer, London, UK, September 1999 to March 2000. During my legal practice course, which was a prerequisite for becoming a solicitor, I approached fairly late on in my competitive peer set some recruitment consultants to assist with the search for a training contract or work prior to commencing a training contract. One recruitment consultant made a lasting impression on me with the challenging statement, "You'll never get a job or a training contract in a top-tier firm. You went to the wrong university and you are too late." This was more than enough to catalyse the already existing ambition inside me to work in a top-tier firm. I applied to many top-tier law firms, attended final stage interviews, and turned down one position at a US law firm with satellite offices in London based on their approach to work-life balance. I was offered a paralegal role at Freshfields, a top-tier magic circle firm, in the bustling mergers and acquisitions department. My role at the time was a mixture of administrative and legal, preparing data rooms for due diligence, cataloguing and filling out contract review templates, proofreading disclosure documents including prospectuses and contracts. At the time, this was for my age a great responsibility and learning experience. Now, with hindsight, the experience also enabled me to understand to some degree the workings and facilities of the super large and successful globally branded law firms and work out how some of those qualities on a micro scale can be applied into a small medium enterprise law firm. Whilst my experience at Freshfields was in my very formative years, I have fond memories of the firm, the partners who guided me and allowed me to work with them, supervised on their transactions, and the administrative staff who ploughed through my doctor's handwriting style notes and dictations overnight in time for early reports the next day. I also participated, consensually, in some overnight transactions requiring intermittent naps and controlled rests to break through the focus barriers to work on completions, which I believe also helped with stamina on deals later on in my professional life.